Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, April the 26th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to them is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should emigrate, actually, away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a regular basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of the synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. All right, well, let's talk about today's show. And I'm going to start with a little bit more about what I was talking about last Monday when it concerns America's war machine, in other words, the Pentagon. And I found I had a little more to say than I had time for in the show, so I'll spend a few minutes concluding that discussion. Then I am going to talk a little more about the Mueller report. You know, when I do talk about these things, sometimes things come up after the show which really do need to be fleshed out, and that's why I will be doing just that on both these issues, actually, the war machine and the Mueller report. Then I'm going to talk about the Boeing 737 scandal. I've touched on it already, but there's quite a lot more to say about that, so you will be regaled with another discussion. You know, if manslaughter charges couldn't be brought against ordinary American citizens, why not against powerful American corporations and their executives? Another twist on the Boeing issue, but from a slightly different vantage point here. And then I'm going to talk, in fact, just a very small observation about Brexit. And then I will talk about, actually, a quick history of the path of wealth divergence in the United States, something which you probably haven't heard too much about. You all know that there is a record divergence between the rich and the poor, but there is a quite clearly defined history to this, and I will talk about that for just a few minutes. And then I will terminate the show with what Colonel Larry Wilkerson had to say about the consequences of the US upping sanctions on Iran, utterly unconscionable and uncalled for. I don't know what America thinks it's doing, but it's careening towards a massive world war, and there just seems to be no stopping it. All right, so for those of you who are of a mind to become patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you, as I said, individually, by request, three free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do is send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows. Keep it quite short if you like. You don't have to write an essay, and I will do the rest. And then I hope you will, after having listened to the free shows, choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in, to put it mildly. You may feel free, by the way, to select any three shows, but from the archives, that is. But I highly recommend the latest three shows because they'll give you a guide to how I deal with up-to-date current affairs. All right, so let me just finish with my information, starting with my email, which you will need for this purpose. I have blazoned the email across the top of the Podbean page on the left, as I'm sure you've noticed, but let me give it to you anyway. The email to reach me would therefore be rwlmartin1@aol.com. Again, that's RWL, that's my initials, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as most of you probably know. My Facebook page deals with comments which are a little too short for the show. And from time to time, I will place them onto my Facebook page. And for that, you would need to go to facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now, that's all lowercase, no punctuation, just Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And if you want my Twitter address for the pithy one-liners, as I call them, you can go to www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all lowercase, no punctuation, straight through. RM for Richard Martin, RM Wake Up Call. Okay? So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will take my leave. It is Friday, so have a wonderful weekend. This is Richard Martin saying back with you again on Monday with more of the same. So until then, bye-bye for now.